Very interesting stuff. And now from disappearing blood clots to disappearing dust. A huge, hot, dusty disk around a sun-like star seems to have vanished before our very eyes, but its disappearance cannot be explained by any current scientific theory. The star TYC8241265211, one of those wonderfully grabby star names, has been observed by a number of different telescopes, and a bright infrared glow indicated the presence of a very large amount of warm dust that was absorbing visible light from the star and then re-emitting it in the infrared range. Carl Mellis and colleagues at the University of California, San Diego, report in Nature that this dust seemed to be the result of the collisions of rocky objects, and it actually fell in the region analogous to where rocky planets formed in our own solar system. Estimation of the size of the dust grains hinted that it could be a system undergoing an active stage of terrestrial planet formation. So this made it an ideal candidate for future observation, because our theories of planetary formation suggest that rocky planets just like the Earth will eventually form from these disks of dust and ice. But since 2008, the infrared emission from this star has reduced by a factor of about 30, suggesting that the star is now only host to a meagre amount of far cooler dust. Now, this is an unprecedented observation. Changes like this have never been seen or even predicted before, so we don't know what could have caused it. We've seen that no major changes have occurred in the star over this time, so it's very unlikely that a violent stellar event just blew all the dust away. Models of planet formation predict that you would see a loss of dust, but it would take many thousands of years, as the gravitational field of these newly formed planets would disturb the dust cloud. Now, Mellis and his colleagues argue that only two hypotheses could actually fit the results, and they're one called the collisional avalanche hypothesis, where dust grains gradually become smaller through banging into each other until they're below a certain threshold, and then they get blown out of the system by radiation pressure from the star itself. The other hypothesis is called runaway accretion, and this is where gas that exists in the cloud places a sort of aerodynamic drag on all of the dust that causes it to slow down and fall into the star. But both of these ideas have problems. We don't see evidence for all of the gas, and the collisional hypothesis should take a lot longer than it has done. So the jury is still out. So even though we lack a clear explanation for what actually happened, it's a unique observation, very exciting, and certain to push our understanding of how planets like the Earth originally formed.
Incredible.